This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Allowances for a couple of days off. The DJV Show back in action. It's Monday, the 8th of October. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? That's one how do you do for Jennifer. One how do you do for Victoria. One how do you do for Kara Schillen. I suppose one how do you do for me, Doug Steffen. One big how do you do for you. How do you do, Jennifer? Let's see how Jennifer is doing as she kicks off this hour with an expansive overview of the big time stuff.
Well, speaking of expansive overviews, the story that's trending this morning is space. And that's because in Southern California, where I live, residents across the area were warned to expect a large sonic boom on Sunday evening. And that's just what we got as SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base before successfully executing its first ever landing on the West Coast. This is according to the military and SpaceX officials. The launch was scheduled for shortly after about 7:20 p.m. local time on Sunday night. Vandenberg Air Force Base officials said in an advisory that the rocket carried the Argentinian SOCOM 1A radar mapping satellite, and those near the base, which is up in Lompoc, California, it's right above Santa Barbara, were able to see a pretty big light show as the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket burned its rocket engines to come to a gentle landing back at the Air Force Base. This is a pretty big deal because it was successful, and we know that SpaceX is trying to up their technology, right? This was the first time it tried to land one of its reusable rockets on the West Coast. They have done a prior landing on the East Coast. Before the launch, Elon Musk went to Twitter to warn California what was in store for them. He said, quote, sonic boom warning, this won't be subtle. That was on Twitter.
Now, Nothing much he does is very subtle.
I know, these days especially, right? Yeah, I didn't hear the boom, but I did see the images and it was pretty cool. So a successful launch for Elon Musk on Sunday night.
All right, speaking of successful launches, it would seem that Mr. Kavanaugh has launched his career as a Supreme Court justice, and already there are people calling for his impeachment. Senator Booker of New Jersey is one of them, says the notion shouldn't be discounted if the Dems take over the House this year in the midterm elections. Impeachment discussion. It seems, well, there's impeachment discussions as far as they're concerned on Trump. I wonder if they impeach all the Republicans. Can that happen? Let's impeach them all. Let's get rid of them all.
The question is that the right tactic? Is that what people want to hear? And because obviously Cory Booker is launching his 2020. This is where 2020 begins, right? It was during these Kavanaugh hearings. So obviously we know that 2020, he would like to run for president. The question is, does America like to hear, do they want to hear the word impeachment before they hear about any issues that are cooking on that side? So I think it's a gamble because I don't know that Americans like impeachment. Look at what happened with Bill Clinton.
Messy.
Right.
And it really doesn't like get you anywhere, really. It doesn't really get you anywhere. It didn't get him out of office. Just made a lot of people angry. Spent a lot of money, more money to be spent in legal fees. So, anyway, I think I'm beyond this. Are we all ready to move beyond it, or do we have to stick with this because it's the fad still? What is there about there? We're adding to the political conversation by stirring the pot with that suggestion, and so what comes to it? How does it help the average American to continue the conversation about Brad Kavanaugh? Or, as far as that's concerned, impeachment. It might be great sport, news media, political stuff, okay, yeah, but what else does it do?
Well, I don't think impeachment does much, but continuing a conversation about Brett Kavanaugh and his past and not necessarily even about him specifically, but what that brought up for a lot of women I think that that's way more than a fad, and that's going to continue in conversations in living rooms, on social media. That's going to be between girlfriends, boyfriends, relationships. There are women coming forward who are just now telling their husbands of 40 years that they were sexually assaulted. There's so many of these stories, and it's so much bigger than Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Thank you for making it. If I didn't do it well before, there's so many bigger things that may be attached to this. So it isn't really, as far as the protests and all the other things that seem to be aimed at him, the protests ought to be aimed, if I read things correctly, at all of the stuff that's being uncovered and has been uncovered. Do you change the past? No. You affect the past by taking care of the people who have... I mean, moving them out of the focus, or having them pay whatever the price is for what they've done, and making sure these sorts of things don't happen today in our lifetime, or hopefully we are going to make people more aware so that if they do happen, proper action can be taken. But to continue on the Brett Kavanaugh thing as a as an issue, I think is kind of a waste of time. Frankly, I would like, I'm not glad that the events happen. I'm glad that have brought this all about. I'm glad the attention is there. I've run out of things to say. You, everybody.
Well, he's a Supreme Court justice. The hysteria needs to stop. This is what, I mean, all weekend long, this is why I started our show off with this story that is not Brett Kavanaugh.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we need to move on. I think that Susan Collins, for as many people as calling her an emotional or a political hack, and that she's a turncoat on women, she laid out an argument as to why she voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. It was well thought out. It wasn't emotional. She provided facts as she saw them. So I hope that this provides some healing. Not everybody is going to feel something about someone. There were no facts in this case. So now let this be a lesson to people to start standing up for themselves, to not allow themselves to be victimized, to say something when something's wrong. Victoria's right. Have the hard conversations that maybe women have been suppressing for a long time because of cultural norms that didn't want to be violated. Stop. Don't allow women to be second-class citizens anymore. Put yourself up there with the men and fight back and get on with it. We don't have any proof that Brett Kavanaugh's a monster. We have no proof that he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Everybody needs to take a dang breath and move on. It's going to be fine. The hysteria that I see on social media is just... I had a grade school friend who said, it feels like the Republican Party just came to my door and took my daughter's body. Give me a break. It's... I don't know. There's just way too much emotion invested in this.
Well,
in my opinion.
Yeah, it just seems like here in our presence, we need to, the way we do things, how we conduct business here, it is time for us to move on. You have something to say, and you want to say it, you can share it at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N, and then at Doug Steffen. So magically, we move on to how well you look, how well you feel. Have you been eating well? Have you been feeling like you are at 100%? Or are you overweight and you don't like the way you feel? You don't like the way you look? So if that's the case, if either of those two things or both of them happen to be something that's going on in your noggin and your existence, then may I point you in the direction of Calitrin. Calitrin gives you energy. Calitrin has been successfully helping people lose weight for more than 30 years. We promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss by the use of Calitrin because the number one ingredient in it is collagen. And collagen is your body's major proteins. Why, when you're younger, you have more muscle than fat, and when you get older, when there isn't any collagen being produced by your body, you have more fat than you do muscle, unless you really work at it. So let's get the maintenance of weight first under control by going to toploss.com. You get a special discount when you use the DJV. Check the DJV, our logo in the box. Use that as a way to get credit, 10%, and then if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. This thing is a pretty amazing deal. When you go to bed, you take a few of these capsules, and that's when it does its work. within the first 90 minutes of you going to sleep, your body goes through the rejuvenation process, the repair, the regrowth, that we, every single one of us, whether we have a good night or a bad night, go through that. Sometimes I've been taking some things, and it's given me crazy dreams. And so you wake up and think, did I just go to sleep? And is that what I went through? This was going through a boxing match for me last night. But still, I took the Calitrin, and I know it's doing its work, not only to help me lose weight, because I'm now off a couple more pounds, which I would like to have, but it's a way to maintain your weight. That's the thing. It's so safe because it's all natural. It doesn't stimulate anything bad. It only produces more collagen, and that's what stimulates you to lose. The fat burns up quicker than the muscle does. Do a little exercise, and bingo, you're there. So, toploss.com, that's where you go. The website, can't get this in stores, only online at toploss.com. Calitrin is what you're looking for at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to some other. I suppose this is good news. U.S. and North Korea agreeing to another Trump-Kim summit. Reportedly, the summit will be between these two, Secretary of State Pompeo. I never get his name. It's Pompeo, right?
Pompeo. You got it.
I always want to say something else. He went to North Korea over the weekend. He met with Kim. Visited South Korea, too. Yeah, I saw something on I think it was a National Geographic special. It was on electricity. Did any of you see it? And how much electricity has improved the planet, what the planet would be like. And a lot of the shots were taken from space of cities being electrified at night. And what I found fascinating looking at it, as the images from the space station are taken when they go over North and South Korea, at nighttime, South Korea is blazing, brilliant. And you can see the line, and North Korea has no light at all. It's really amazing to look at it that way from that context. The point I'm making is that South Korea is so much more progressive. There's so much going on. It's like a real place. And North Korea is dark, and nothing is going on. It just is interesting. But anyway, they're going to talk about denuclearization again, and no exact date, but there is going to be another summit. So I think that's good news. 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stick to our normal routine here, which means in this portion of every hour, we have some music on the DJV show. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you, Emmy, enjoying the music of Steve Perry here, who, as most people remember, was the former frontman of Journey, has his first album in almost 25 years. Traces, name of the album, dropped on Friday. And along with it, Steve Perry told his fans, quote, "My new life is going to be about recording anything that comes to my heart because I've rediscovered the passion for music and it's something I don't want to let go of ever again. Years ago, I disappeared. There are a lot of reasons, but mainly my love for music had suddenly left me. Many years have passed. One song led to many. My love for music had returned. And then another beautiful thing happened. I found love. My precious Kelly gave me a life I never knew I had. I lost her in December of 2012. I now deeply understand the meaning of it. It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. It's been said before, but it is so appropriate, so true." Perry referring to psychologist Kelly Nash, who died of breast cancer after a couple. They had a year and a half together, I guess that was it.
Couple of years.
3 years later, in May of 2015, he says he began recording this song, Traces. He's been sort of an elusive figure since the 90s, following his last album with Journey in 96 called Trial by Fire. 98's I Stand Alone, a solo song from the soundtrack to the animated film Quest for Camelot, came out of that. He attended Journey's induction at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, but did not perform with the band. I hadn't remembered that. So, anyway, for those of you who are Steve Perry fans, there you go. Uplifting way to get back into the groove with him. Not that this has any connection or alliance, but as long as we're into music and the name Perry, how about we cleverly move to the band Perry? Everybody ready for that? Do you love my clever connections? Woo-ha! The band has announced a headlining North American tour in support of their recently released EP, Coordinates. Tour kicks off on the 12th, which is, what, this Friday, yeah? In South Carolina. The producer is Rick Rubin, written, this, all this stuff was written and produced by the band. Five song coordinates released actually last month. In an interview, singer Kimberly Perry said it was influenced by Germanic electronic music. There's a difference between German electronic music and ours. What would that
be? Yes, but it sounds like
specific.
It sounds like it'll be awful, actually. Anytime you tell me the band Perry's doing Germanic pop or whatever.
To crack, is that what this is? Can you crack this up, Karen?
No, this is one of their biggest hits.
Okay. Well, do we have an example of what they're talking about with this German electronic music stuff?
Do we have anything for coordinates from the new album?
No, but I did not think to look for their German electronic music.
I don't think it really sounds like that, but...
I hope that it doesn't, because this is a pretty good band. They're solid. They perform very well to country crowds. Why not just stick with that? I guess
so. It's
I
a country
don't understand
group,
artistry,
then.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're
right.
Siblings. That's what I call them. The band Perry, right? Two brothers and a sister.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're taking a 17-day tour through the Midwest this month, and they're going south and west.
Just googled them and says the band Perry are no longer country or pop or brunette. So apparently they've like dyed their hair and gone off the deep end.
So this is one of the songs.
Ooh,
is that the electronic?
It sounds kind of like Taylor
European.
Swift to me.
Yeah,
European disco stuff, kind of.
All country music is going this way because this really sounds like new Taylor Swift to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. God, I hope not all country music is going this
sorry.
way.
I mean, it's
sorry,
all right. Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan.
You count me out. 28 past the hour.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me.
Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Michael currently near Cuba, but expected to move north and could make landfall on the Florida Panhandle by Wednesday. Late Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott said a team from FEMA and a contingent of other federal agencies are already positioning themselves in the state.
That includes experts from Homeland Security, the EPA, Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and the Army Corps.
In upstate New York, federal authorities are investigating the deadliest traffic accident since 2009.
20 fatalities is just horrific.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt, a limousine carrying 18 people to a birthday party, failed to stop on Saturday at an intersection, hitting a parked vehicle at high speed. Two pedestrians were also killed. One witness telling reporters the crash sounded like an explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
About 34 after the hour here on the Monday, October 8th, DJV radio program. Radio and podcasting go together now, it would seem, for a lot of people anyway. Does everybody listen to podcasts? You, all three of you listen to podcasts, right?
Only the ones, like, for this show.
Really?
Wow.
You don't listen to any other podcasts, really?
No. Mm-mm.
Huh. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I listen to a couple. Not a ton, but they're good for road trips. I listen to a movie one, and there's a guy from Queer Eye for the Queer Eye who does one. I listen to his. It's pretty fun.
How do you find them? Hey, we talk about ours all the time, the DJV Show website. Go to djvshow.com, and you can hear on demand the conversation, some of them that we have here and other good stuff. So what is there? But we talk about it here.
Yeah, I find mine on social media. So, if I'm on Instagram, I typically follow different celebrities or people that I like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Half of them have podcasts. It seems like everybody has podcasts. So when they talk about it, sometimes I check it out. I typically like to listen to ones with, like, movie stars or musicians or people that I like who are going to be on it. I don't know if there are people who just go on iTunes and search for them, but I'm not that kind of person. I don't want to just find any and every podcast to listen to. Yeah. I just want to know that there are people I like on it, and then I check those ones out.
I wonder if this is the replacement for audio books. Is it, do you think, the people who drive long ways? Like when I drive across the country, I've listened to audio books. They have been good, sometimes stirring, sometimes just a way to keep me focused. Oftentimes when I'm listening to them, I don't remember hundreds of miles. Or if I'm on the phone, I spend a lot of time on the phone too when I'm driving. But I just wondered whether people had used that in place of those audio books, because I found the audio books sometimes to be... Partly, you think they have?
But audiobooks are actually on the, they're actually getting more popular.
Are they?
And yeah, as people, you know, don't want to read, so more and more people are moving, and Audible is going through the roof right now.
Do you sit and listen and do nothing else? I would have thought, again, it's sort of counter to who I am, sit still for anything. I want to, if I'm moving, want to listen to something, but instead of sitting and reading a book, you sit and listen to to audio? Is that what happens?
Well, that's what you're talking about, right? That you've listened
I think when you said sometimes I got from you listening there for a moment, that sounds like some people listen to the books instead of reading them.
Well, I think they do, but yeah. I don't think they're not using that in the time where they would normally just sit and read. They're multitasking generally. The only people I know who listen to books on audio are either in the car or they're listening they're cleaning the house or doing
treadmill,
something else. So it's on the background.
Gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Victoria Keelan has our trending story for us this half hour.
It is all about the weather, and it's Tropical Storm Michael is gathering strength in the Caribbean, and it is headed right for the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott of Florida has already declared a state of emergency for 26 counties, and Tropical Storm Michael is going to increase to Hurricane Category 2 strength with winds in excess of 100 miles per hour by the time it reaches land, which is estimated to be either late tomorrow or early Wednesday. And Governor Scott said the storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous, has potential to bring devastating impacts to communities across the panhandle, and everyone must be prepared. He's also activated 500 National Guards in guard troops in advance of the storm, and he said, don't take any chances. We're going to get the storm surge. We have wind. We have a chance of flooding, and we also have a significant chance of tornadoes on top of that. So... it looks like this one is no joke. This from Sunday morning, this was a tropical storm that has already increased by this morning. It's already increased to Hurricane Category 1. So they think that it could double in strength as it continues. It's right now just headed right over Cuba.
It's hurricane season. I have a friend who's going to Cuba. I have some friends in Cuba right now. I wouldn't have gone. It's not the greatest time of the year to go to any island in the Caribbean because they are subject to, this is what happens this time of year. Duh. You know, the news media makes a big deal out of it. A tropical one, hurricane force winds and maybe a category one storm. This is the time of year that happens. So to be prepared is one thing, but for the news media, every single time one of these happens, to make it sound like the world is coming to an end is pretty damned irresponsible. What is responsible is that people are warned as to what to do and how to do it. One wonders whether there are people who do pay attention, yeah, but to the people who don't, those who stay, oh, I'm going to wait it out, and then they expect to be recovered, they expect to be saved. Those people, I would just soon leave them there.
Yeah, that's why I almost think people try and make it sound like the end of the world every single time, because somehow after all of this time, people still aren't prepared for it. That's what I don't understand. People who live in these areas and they still every year act surprised that, you know, they get flooded.
Oh, we're going to have a hurricane. Wow. This is the 13th named tropical storm of the season, and the season lasts probably... maybe a chance over the next 2 or 3 weeks that there would be another one that would develop. By the time we get to the end of October, pretty much kaputsky. Let's go backwards, shall we, ladies? The Senate passed $1.7 billion disaster aid package for the states that were pummeled by the last hurricane, Florence, lest you not remember that and what it did to Carolina. This storm that Victoria was just talking about is going to dump tons more water on those states that got tons of water in Hurricane Florence. So that's where the real danger is. But sort of tied together with this, we talked about this a little bit, but I think we gave it short shrift. This bill that was passed late Friday, was overwhelmingly, by the way, passed by the Senate for two reasons. One, disaster aid helping people. Two, keeping the Federal Aviation Administration running. And included in that is the Passenger Bill of Rights, giving the Department of Justice and Homeland Security the authority to track drones that may be a credible threat. Also, how the airlines run their business, how the airlines act when it comes to things like overbooking, practical things that have affected probably all of us who fly. The bill specifically says airlines cannot force passengers off the plane. They must compensate passengers who are kicked off an overbooked plane. So I'm trying to figure this out. The bill says airlines can't force you off, and then it says you must be compensated if you're kicked off. So we need a clarification on that one.
Well, that must mean if you're booted from your flight before you get on it.
Oh, once you are on the plane, they can't take you off. I get it.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Because that's a law in New York City. Once you're in a taxi cab, by law, they're not allowed to kick you out.
Why would you be?
If you get in and then you close, that's why you always get in and close the door before you tell the guy where you want to go. Because a lot of them can refuse. No, I don't want to go to Brooklyn, or no, I don't want to go there. And then they speed off.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Yeah,
that's happened to me.
Look at that.
How many people have that? I never knew that.
I see it happening every day to tourists. They open the door and they go, "Can I go to JFK?" And the guy speeds off. They don't want to go to certain places. But if you get in and you close the door, it's the law. They have to go where you tell them to.
Huh. All right. Thank you. That was
You're welcome. I thought everybody knew that, but I guess
I didn't know that at all.
Not everybody. That's good.
I'll remember that now. Next time I take a cab in New York.
Don't be nice. Just get in and order them around.
Get in and close the door.
Yep.
All right. Today is the most wasted, inefficient use of time day in the 365 days that we have every year. I usually boycott even talking about Columbus Day because he was such a no good bastard. He was a waste of time. This day is a waste of time. And the fact that we don't have people in school on this day to teach what really Columbus was about is even more offensive.
Most kids are in school today.
Not around here they aren't. No, they're not. And that's good. Is that something new? I didn't think they, because when I was a kid,
I don't think
never
a lot of people honor it anymore.
Columbus Day. No, well, they shouldn't. He's a no-good, useless piece of you-know-what. So, what do I really think?
Is it a bank holiday today?
Yes,
it's like the
bank holiday today.
Banks and post office closed.
Banks, post office. Won't get any mail today. All in honor of this no-good SOB? Nah. And when do we get, this is the kind of stuff that people say, why doesn't the legislative process take hold here? Most of the people, you'd think someone in Congress would introduce a bill to knock this day off.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I think that's already happened, but no one...
Why does it not get knocked off then?
Because who wants to take away a federal holiday when they can goof off?
Right.
Wonderful. Less production. Unga bunga. All right. Let's get to our television report, shall we? Jennifer, I noticed that the folks who are producing the updated 24 have said that Chloe will not be back, which I don't begin to understand. Mary Lynn Reichkab, who played Chloe for a dozen seasons, she went on in 2003, was part of the that second chapter, if you will. The last frame saw her holding Jack's hand. Remember that? Before he got on the helicopter to go to Moscow and the Russians had captured him?
I do.
And she's not... I see her from... I went to Israel with her. Lovely person. A lot of fun. She's changed her looks a lot. I think she, well, maybe more, but she's been a lot, you see her a lot on television, doing spots in this show and that show. She loves to do stand-up. She's actually quite funny. Not to have her in 24, I don't get it.
It's very silly. I think they're being short-sighted. She and Jack together, those were the two that you couldn't kill off. They were the core of the show.
Yeah, exactly. So one wonders about that. And meanwhile, Naomi Watts is going to star as Gretchen Carlson opposite Russell Crowe in the Showtime series about Roger Ailes. What do we think about that? Roger Ailes, the pig Roger Ailes. I'm talking about the same guy that ran Fox News for a long time has died. Russell Crowe is going to play him, and they're producing it. They're going to do it this fall. And the person playing Gretchen Carlson, is that a good Naomi Watts? Is she a good pick for...
It's just odd that Naomi Watts is playing Gretchen Carlson. It just sounds kind of weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't see that at all. I don't think that's good casting.
They're both blonde. They don't look alike, but they don't look not alike. I don't know. She's a good actress, so it seems, you know, maybe she wanted a chance to work with Russell Crowe again. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've worked together before.
They're buddies.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. What else? Let's see. Last Night on TV, good NCIS episode for me and Madam Secretary came back with the three most recent former Secretaries of State actually on the show. It was pretty interesting. Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, and Colin Powell was on. They were all on together to talk about how she treats a particular incident with advice to her. It was kind of stretchy a little, but it was interesting because Hillary Clinton kind of took it over. It was a couple of...
Wasn't Hillary Clinton on Murphy Brown, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
Which,
yeah.
By the way...
Making the rounds.
Have you... I didn't realize. I watched a little of Murphy Brown, and I can't get over how Candace Bergen has changed. I'll say
her
that.
Changed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how old she is. But I didn't see the movie The Book Club. I wanted to see that.
That's so good. You would love that.
Yeah, I'll have to look for that. All right, let's go. What's on tonight that's good, Jen?
All right, what's on tonight that's good? Kind of interesting. On PBS tonight, The American Experience, The Circus documentary premiere. It covers the first circus in 1793, Barnum and Bailey's last big top show in 1956, and seemingly every elephant, clown, and freak of nature in between. They're doing a two-night documentary. This will be night number one, 9 o'clock on PBS. It's also the season finale of Better Call Saul. That's on AMC at 9 o'clock. And the season premiere of Long Island Medium. That's on TLC at 8. On the networks tonight,
what's
ABC
that about?
It's about a medium.
Teresa Caputo, she's this typical Long Island housewife. Although now she's divorced, she's got the huge hair and the nails. Yeah, she's a trip. But she's a medium, and she, you know,
in real life she's a medium.
In real life, it's just a reality show that follows her life and her family.
All right. Also,
have you seen it, Victoria?
I've seen it a bunch. She's a character. It's a fun
show. People love her. Yeah, people love her, and she's good.
Check that out.
All right, Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Genuinely gifted too.
Week number three.
She'd get her on
at 8 o'clock on ABC.
Hidden Power Show. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
The Good Doctor after that at 10 o'clock. Do you want to do any more program reminders? Any notes? Need any more bookings?
No,
10 o'clock, The Good Doctor on ABC. CBS has a new episode of The Neighbor. That's with Cedric the Entertainer, followed by Happy Together at 8:30. Magnum PI is new tonight at 9, and a new episode of Bull at 10. On the CW, they have the iHeartRadio Music Festival night number 2. If you want some live music, that's at 8 o'clock. Fox has a new episode of The Resident at 8, followed by a new episode of 9-1-1 at 9. And NBC continues the blind auditions on The Voice at 8 o'clock, followed by Manifest at 10.
Dancing with the Stars, did you talk about that? Is that on?
I did.
A lot of promo.
That was the first thing I said that you talked through. Remember?
Oh, really? Okay. That show that Cedric the Entertainer, who's usually very, I think that's the lamest concept you could come up with.
Did you watch it?
I've watched enough of the promos to know I don't want to watch it, frankly.
Okay.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour for this Monday. Victoria Keelan is here to go through a couple of items that will, I think, pique your interest. That's the whole idea here on Tech Talk. So let's get started with some news. The student world, college students, please pay attention to the following information.
Yeah, this is big news. College students filing for federal financial aid can now actually file their application on mobile devices for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app, and it's from the U.S. Department of Education, and it launched just last week, and so now submissions are open for the 2019-2020 school year. Officials say the app was developed to make it easier for the millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially those from low-income backgrounds who might not have a computer or internet access at home. When using the app, questions will appear one page at a time. Students will be able to finish the application using their computer. It's also available for both iOS and Android devices. And if you don't want to download the app, FAFSA's website has also been revamped to work better now on mobile devices. So if you want to use their actual website, you can use the mobile version, which is now up and running. Students can submit their FAFSA applications until the end of June 2019, but some states have their own deadlines. So if you are going to use this new system, make sure wherever you are applying for financial aid that you are within the parameters of your state. But this is definitely great news and makes it much more accessible to a lot of other kids.
All right, so that's something you can do today. Also today, you can do just about anything from your smartphone. Apps let you order food, hail a ride, book a vacation. But what about running your own business? How about that, thinking about an app? Here's Andy Solomon with more to think about on this story.
As our everyday lives are becoming more and more mobile, many small business owners want to operate in the same way, so they aren't required to be behind a desk. Lauren Myrick, head of Square Payroll.
Smartphones are an incredibly powerful tool as any entrepreneur looks to start, run, and grow their business. For example, companies like Square and Weebly enable business owners to build their website, market to customers, and process payments from anywhere. So really, people have sort of an end-to-end business management solution all on their cell phone.
When selecting apps that are right for your business, Myrick recommends focusing on solutions that can deliver on two things, automation and communication.
Think about using apps that let you put administrative tasks on autopilot, especially those that are more complex, like automatic payroll, to make sure that you never miss payday for your employees. And then the other thing to think about is with business apps, you're using them every single day, so it's important to find ones that are designed really well so that it's a great experience and enjoyable and not something that you find frustrating.
For more information, visit Square.com or search for Square Payroll online or in the App Store.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Alright, here's something. This is kind of from the danger Will Robinson department. Not that you, well, we've heard a lot of stories, Victoria, about people who do stupid things in order to take a selfie,
but
the numbers have not added up. You have now added up the numbers as to what happens to people in precarious situations who do this. And it's just stupid, but go ahead, give us the numbers.
A new study has been following the number of deaths related to selfie taking from October of 2011 until November of 2017. And it turns out 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie. The study said more than 72% of the deaths were men and that drowning was the most common cause of death during a selfie taking attempt. Now, we also know there are a few times where people have literally fallen to their death, whether they're at like the Grand Canyon or they're on a cliff somewhere, and that unfortunately has happened to several people. But apparently most men, 72% of them, who want to take a selfie are somewhere near water and they ended up drowning. Researchers are advising the creation of no selfie zones at high risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, and tall buildings, which really is a sad state of affairs.
Are we that stupid? People have to, we need the government for everything. What the hell's the matter with these people?
Yeah. It's just crazy.
What are they going to do, arrest you if you kill yourself? I mean, come on. A bunch of stupid morons. Hey, what do I really think? That's what I really think. 59 past the hour here as we huff and puff on the DJV show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.